evening and welcome to the Money Program. Tonight on the Money Program, we're going to look at money. Lots of it, on film and in the studio. Some of it in nice piles, others in lovely clanky bits of loose change. Some of it neatly counted into fat little hundreds, delicate fivers stuffed into bulging wallets, nice crisp clean checks, pert pieces of copper coinage thrust deep into trouser pockets, romantic foreign money rolling against the thigh with rough familiarity, beautiful wayward curlicued banknotes, filigree copper grating cheek by jowl with tumbling hexagonal milled edges rubbing gently against the terse leather of beautifully balanced bank books. Sorry. But I love money. All money. I've always wanted money. To handle, to touch, the smell of the rain-washed florin, the lure of the lira, the glitter and the glory of the guinea, the romance of the ruble, the feel of the franc, the heel of the Deutschmark, the cold antiseptic sting of the Swiss franc, and the sunburned splendor of the Australian dollar. I've got 90,000 pounds. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I got lots and lots of lira, now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills run by the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a smash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money, money, money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, 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 money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that makes the world go round, 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 round. You can keep your Marxist ways, for it's only just a phase. Money, money, money makes the world go round.
Money, 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 money.
Yes, indeed. Money makes the world go round. A lesson that we keep hearing over and over and over again these days. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. This week, we're not just talking music, though. We're talking money. We're talking politics. We're talking economics. And we're talking Monty Python's Flying Circus. Jeff, Monty Python starts us off with the Money Program. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. Oh, we're revved up and ready to go this week, aren't we, Jeff?
Rick, this will not be a rant-free show. There will be no rant-free zones this week.
Just a warning to listeners. But I think that Monty Python gave people an idea of what's ahead. And you had a dedication, I thought, for that particular open.
I did. Also, I do want to take care of a bit of business for all the Python fans in the audience. That would be from episode 29 in 1972, and that was, of course, the Fred Tomlin's Singers.
And
but, go ahead, Rick.
I think a special note, because these days I think we know more about our audience and are closer to our audience than maybe we have ever been since maybe the very beginning of our program. There are quite a bit of Python fans out there, and I think they appreciated that. It's not just nostalgia, though, because it's current.
It's relevant. It's satire. And it's going out to the U.S. Congress, and especially, Rick, to the Democratic leadership in the U.S. Congress, who decided to give $700 billion, that would be $1 billion, of the taxpayers' money to a bunch of multinational banks last week. And Rick, where else in America can you be rich and make a mistake and then have the government pay you for making a mistake? So Barney Frank, Henry Waxman, all the Democrats in Congress, that song's for you.
I'll add in Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, a few others.
Yeah, well, the difference is I didn't expect anything out of Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid. I expected something out of Frank and Waxman. Hey, but this is the United States, and if you want to bail out big multinationals while letting working people go broke, well, power to you.
True enough to that, and I second those emotions. But before we lose everyone, I think it's time to get right back to the music and, of course, the money.
Money. such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I need money. Hey, that's what I want. I want my money. That's what I want.
Mr. Banker, Mr. Please, how much does money mean? Won't you reconsider, Mr.? Won't you do this thing for me? Thank you. yeah, on my knees. But hey, Mr. Banker, that means so much to me. Won't you reconsider, mister? Won't you do this thing for me? I told you, miss. Sir, ain't got no house, ain't got no car. I got me a 1950, a Les Paul guitar. Won't you take it, Mr. Banker? Won't you bury my papa for me? Thank you.
recorded live at Lollapalooza this past summer in Chicago. Radiohead with Dollars and Cents. And I guess you'll get the feeling of what this show and what that set was all about after hearing that, Jeff. We started off with Jerry Lee Lewis, Money by Request. Our wonderful audience wanted to hear some Jerry Lee Lewis, so there's some Jerry Lee Lewis and also some timely and topical music to go with it. And also a request for some Lynyrd Skynyrd, so a song you don't hear very often, Mr. Banker.
That was some pretty, pretty terrific guitar work on that song. I mean, Lynyrd Skynyrd is famous for terrific guitar work, but I thought that was even better than usual.
Well, set in a style that you don't often hear Lynyrd Skynyrd playing, the more or less Delta Blues work, and not that they didn't put that in their music, and I think actually live Skynyrd was a lot more like that, where they would de-electrify themselves, if I can mangle a term a little bit. But that was really at the root of a lot of their music. They were regarded as country rockers, but as we've talked about many times on this show, country music and blues music actually at one time or another were sort of joined together, and I think you actually hear that in the Skynyrd, which is part of the reason why all those British rockers like the Stones and others really liked Skynyrd when they first came out and hit the scene, and they got a lot of respect. And unfortunately, we were talking a little bit off the air, everybody in that Skynyrd song is gone now. So sad, but some excellent lead playing, Gary Rossington, Steve Gaines, Alan Collins being the guitarists on that number. And if you were admiring that slide work, likely that was Steve Gaines.
Rick, I think the blues is going to be a major theme throughout the show today.
Well, if you're going to do a show about money and the lack thereof, the blues is often about that, as we heard in that Lynyrd Skynyrd song, that plea to the banker. And listening to that song, I thought to myself, Jeff, many people in the audience probably don't get that, or many of the younger people in the audience don't get that. But there was a time in this country, and I think some people still do this, where they go to bankers and plead. Unfortunately, I think we're going to bow right back to that particular type of era, and it's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing, but regardless of what happens, Rick, here on the Underground Podcast, we will always say what needs to be said, and we'll play some great tunes in the process of doing.
Any particular dedications before we move on?
Oh, I think on that set we'll leave the dedications off. I think we'll save some really good dedications for the next set.
Well, I know we've got dedications and great music coming up, so don't despair, don't be depressed, don't go into that depression. Stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured.
Imprisoned.
Executed. Or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Royals around, they're top from the rules.
she won't be kind. Pray to the good Lord to get her off of your mind. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good no more, baby. Half the world is going wrong.
The incomparable B.B. King. How does he do it? That is new music from the King. B.B. with The World Gone Wrong. Now, Jeff, I'm going to ask you to track this set, and you tell me what this set is all about. Well, I'm sure you can tell me, and the audience can too. The World Gone Wrong from B.B. King. We started off with Lindsey Buckingham, Gift of Screws. And in the middle, our new favorite, Bree Sharp with America. Lots of songs named America, and Bree Sharp singing about how America may have gone off the tracks a bit. I know, Jeff, you've got things to say about all those songs, so take it away.
That's an awfully open-ended invitation, but I'll keep it brief because...
No. We like open-ended invitations here. We invite everyone to listen. We invite everyone to participate. We invite everyone to get up on their soapboxes with us. We invite everyone up else to raise their fists in protest. So,
and I agree. I want to make my rants. I don't want to make my rants open ended. I want to make them make.
Sir, we know you can also cut like a scalpel. So,
thank you.
I will not provide any sutures. It's time to let this patient bleed out.
I do want to send the first song out, new music from Lindsey Buckingham, Gift of Screws. I want to send that out to the president. Hey, the other day the president said this mess that we're in, the worst financial collapse since the Depression, the president said he's in it with us. Yeah, well, I don't see him at the grocery store trying to find something on sale. Bree Sharp, Rick, I don't know, what more can we do to get Bree Sharp a record deal?
This is our new campaign. Besides protesting against the government, we think the record industry needs to give Bree Sharp a deal before the Depression hits, so at least she'll be able to eat a little and sing a little bit more through our hard times and make us feel better.
And then, of course, the last song, The World Is Gone Wrong. We don't have to send that out to anybody. B.B. King singing what he's been singing about for 50 years. And sometimes, Rick, when the world has gone wrong, you just got to get that guitar out. You got to pluck a few of those blues chords And you just got to say, hey, it can't get much worse, and hope that that's the truth.
Now, I'm not sure whether you were able to do this while that was playing, but how old is BB? Do you know?
I believe, we talked about that, I believe he's in his early 80s. He's not a young man by any stretch of the imagination.
The amazing thing is, this is absolutely new music, only out, I think, for about a month. Here's BB, vital as ever, actually popular, more popular than he's ever been, and he's one of the people who helped invent electric blues. So here's a guy who's still adding to the musical lexicon and doing things that are very listenable. Our hats are always off to BB. He shows us what it's all about. And since I was talking about you cutting with a scalpel, well, it's time for us to talk in our shameless way about our blog that we also have. We don't just have Ivory Towers Radio where it's all about the music. We also have the Ivory Towers blog. And Jeff has a number of pieces for those folks who want to do more protesting about the horrible situation with our government just handing money to the bankers. Well, you can head on over to the Ivory Towers blog where Jeff has a number of commentaries about that. And you can find us at www.ivorytowers.com. And there's plenty on the website besides our rants and raves. And there's more than music. There's also some sports, some film reviews, all sorts of things. Our URL, one more time, is www.ivorytowers, and that's all one word, and with a Z or a Z or a Zeta at the end, www.ivorytowers.com.
Just don't break on you. Got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't break on you. I wanna love you so bad till I don't know what to do. I'm going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo. I'm going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo, hey. I'm gonna have all you women wretch under my command. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo. Just don't break on you. Let me giving me advice. I got a gypsy woman giving me advice. I got a whole lot of tricks keeping here all night. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo working, but it just don't break on me. Got my mojo working, working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working.
Jets don't work on you.
Fool to leave it all behind, 'cause I'm crazy about you, baby.
if you want to know the truth. Oh, you better put away those scissors, baby. Ain't gonna be no cutting to lose. You's a cold-hearted woman. I know you can be sweet. I'd rather be with you, baby, than to be out in the street. Cause I'm a fool for you, baby, if you wanna know the truth. Oh, you better put away those scissors, baby. Ain't gonna be no cutting to lose. No, they ain't. Come home to you on my knees, cause I'm crazy about you, baby, if you wanna know the truth. Oh, you better put away those scissors, baby. Ain't gonna be no cutting loose.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. On our program, all about the blues and money and too many blues, too much blues, and too much lack of money. Started out that set with Muddy Waters, I've Got My Mojo Working, the definitive version with James Cotton playing the harp. That's live at Newport in 1960. And in the middle, a little Mississippi Hoodoo from Omar and the Howlers, from a 1987 record, Rick, and you're going to love the title of this, Hard Times in the Land of Plenty.
That should be the title of this show, Hard Times in the Land of Plenty.
I like that. Hey, can I sneak a musicology lesson in among the ranting? And
please
so
do,
forth?
And I'd like you to tell me who else was playing on that Muddy Waters tune, besides James Cotton.
That actually wasn't Muddy's classic lineup, which had pretty much broken up by the end of the 50s. That's Pat Hare playing the other guitar, and James Cotton blowing the harp, and Otis Spann on the keyboards. And Muddy is in just rare form. And one of the things that I love, that I absolutely love about that version of that song, is you can feel them holding back. They're playing at the Newport Jazz Festival because in 1960, no one quite knew what blues was, especially played by four or five black men. And there's a great picture on the album cover of Muddy wearing a suit and a tie, a coat and a tie. And you can just feel them holding back because they were a little afraid that the white audience wouldn't be quite too sure what to do with the song called I've Got My Mojo Working.
Certainly very influential for later down the line in the 1960s for lots of bands that were playing both on this side of the Atlantic and on the other side.
Yeah, actually, if you listen to that song in particular, although the entire album, but that song in particular, and you can see where Clapton and Jimmy Page and Keith Richards and a bunch of those guys picked up a lot of what they would end up doing later.
One other quick question. What can you tell us about Omar and the Howlers besides the title of that particular release?
They're an Austin band, and they've been doing their thing off and on for about, what is this? 2008, for about the last 25 years. Just an absolutely great band in that Texas blues tradition. Roadhouse, that Roadhouse sound, those loud guitars, and we thought we could do an entire show with nothing but bands, but you know, have that Texas Roadhouse blues sound.
Well, maybe one of these days we'll put that in our bin for a specialty show down the line. We've got a lot of those ideas for those coming up, but more bluesy music, more music from Texas coming up on the other side of this announcement. Stay around.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh, yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9.
Right. Now.
You can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/Ivory Towers with a Z Radio. One more time, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
now.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
All I got is all
cheap. That would be Cheap Time, Living in the Past. Ah, Rick, we hate those false endings, don't we? Cheap Time, brand new music here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music from their first album called Cheap Time, oddly enough. Started off with Joe Bonamassa, Bridge to Better Days, brand new music from him, from a record called Live, from Nowhere in Particular. And in the middle, new music from Spoon. Oh, popular music on the podcast? That's from an EP they put out in April called Don't Ya Eva, and that's the other song on the EP, All I Got Is Me. Did I pick up that disc jockey mess there that I made? Did I do that okay?
Actually, I think that was your sound recordist, your sound engineer, not quick enough on the dials. And I would say, so that one's on me. And
I'm not trying to assign blame. That's what we have Congress for. I'm just trying to make sure I don't screw up again.
We're not assigning blame. We're just admitting that sometimes we're not perfect here on the Underground Podcast. If we did this every day, and if we did this for a living, maybe we would be close to perfect. But we try, and we try hard, and I think people give us a little bit of some extended grace because we're bringing the music that they don't always hear. That Cheap Time song, actually, I don't think it has a false ending, but it has a cold ending, and a little too cold for me. And so that was on me. But in trying to refute Cheap Time and what they say about living in the past, that set is a great example of how the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, is not living in the past, because that's all new music. The new Joe Bonamassa Live album, and the new Spoon, and new Cheap Time. The Spoon, now Jeff, maybe that's getting played down there in Texas, but here on the East Coast, and the last Spoon album was played here on the East Coast, that EP is getting zero airplay.
Well, it's actually a very interesting EP, and I'm glad you brought it up. It's two songs, Don't Ya Eva, and EVAH, in case anybody was wondering about my accent, and the song we played, All I Got Is Me. And then the other six songs on it are remixes of Don't Ya Eva. And Rick, one of them is Ted Leo's I Want It Hotter remix, and we all know what a huge Ivory Towers favorite Ted Leo is.
Well, maybe later in the year, or maybe next year, we'll hear the Ted Leo mix, because I'm surprised you didn't pick that one to play.
You know, I'm trying not to stay in the rut. I'm trying to do, this is the Underground Podcast. This is where we play the B-sides. We play songs that everybody else wouldn't play. And just because our listeners think, oh, it's Ted Leo, they'll play it, let's play something.
So
I'm trying.
We give you credit for that. And you do a better job than you ever give yourself credit for, speaking of credit. But I'm not sure I got completely my answer. Have you heard that Spoon song on the radio?
No. Because, and this goes back to what I was, before I got carried away there with Ted Leo, but the EP is just so odd. It doesn't fit a niche. And we all know what that, when radio programmers see a record or a song that doesn't fit a niche, Rick, what do they do with it?
Throw it away, file it away, put it under their car tires? I'm not sure.
Some combination of all three.
Well, my suggestion is that they mail them to us, and we will play them.
We will play them loud, turned up to 11.
So the other question is Cheap Time. We were talking off the air. That's also a band hard to categorize, and I would say post-punk, maybe even punk.
I'm not quite sure they're punk because they play a little too well, if that makes sense. But I think post-punk may be it. I think you might be right with post-punk there.
Well, since we mentioned those special words, it's time.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave. We'll be right back.
again, Rick?
No.
Good, then it was my fault. That would have been the Sex Pistols on Jeff's New Wave here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music, if I can actually hear the song end and announce it as a disc jockey should. And that's pretty vacant from the Sex Pistols off of Nevermind the Bullocks. Here come the Sex Pistols in 1977, and I thought, in keeping with the theme of today's show, that if one is going to talk about the end of the universe as we know it, what better song and band to play than something from the Sex Pistols?
Well, we are not pretty vacant. The folks that we've been dedicating the show to, the White House, Congress, we haven't mentioned Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, so maybe this one is sent out to him.
You took the words out of my mouth. This goes out to the Treasury Department and to Secretary Hank Paulson, as the English like to call him. Apparently all the English newspapers call him Hank. Pretty vacant, pal. That's for you.
Well, now that he is possibly the second most powerful person in the administration, right behind Dick Cheney, I guess that puts the president third, right?
Should we have a listener poll? We can see where they rank the president.
Well, I mean, since Dick Cheney is an entire branch of government to himself, as we've heard from the Republican Party, and he has no checks and balances, he hasn't really weighed in on all this. So I guess we can't blame Dick Cheney for all this, other than the fact that he was lobbying Congress pretty hard. So he also gets some of our blame. Maybe we'll dedicate a song later to Mr. Cheney. But since this has come up a few times, again, give yourself some credit for your announcing, sir. A pause at the end of a song just to consider it is quite all right, and I'm sure the audience needed a little bit of bracing after the Sex Pistols, who make their appearance in the Underground podcast after too long of a time in between. When was the last time we played the Pistols on this show? I can't think of it.
It may have been about a year, and part of the problem with the Sex Pistols is that I have to pick the right moment for them, and no matter what we're ranting about one particular week, it may not quite be exactly right, or perhaps the most anarchic band in punk that had a record deal, because there are a bunch of anarchy bands, of course, that never had a record deal. But I thought Pretty Vacant was about right for today.
Well, take your credit where credit was due. You picked your spot, and this was the right one for that. And with a wink and a nod, one of your favorite bands coming up right now.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Diamonds and rust.
We both know what memories can bring. They bring damage.
Yes, yes, indeed. Believe it or not, the Joan Baez classic, Diamonds and Rust, covered by Judas Priest, one of the heavy metal bands that Jeff tolerates for about 3 minutes. Jeff, I want to tell you something about that particular cover, in that that is a very popular cover among metalheads, so much so that I think that folks who follow the Priest and follow metal don't even realize that that's a Joan Baez song.
I have to tell you, it was much better than I thought it was going to be. Although, he did have a little bit of trouble with the rhyme, the stanza, the crummy hotel down in Washington Square. He needs to work on his breathing there a little bit, I think.
Well, we'll give him some credit. Diamonds and Rust seems like also an appropriate subtitle to this particular program, our money program, our money special, because, you know, you're just going to have those diamonds in the safety deposit box and rust, and that's about it.
Well, Dick Cheney will have the diamonds, and the rest of us, Rick, will have the rust.
So I guess that one is going out to the Vice President. We knew we would dedicate a song here near the end to the most powerful man in America.
Are we almost done?
Well, since the Priest is in the house, and usually the Priest is in the shop, it must mean it's time for the shop.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Blackest of the black, dark of the night, come to me, my bleeding light. See, she comes. Comes now, enter oblivion. Hey, she is all of her life in my arms. Hey, she here in 12 with her, oh, clenching her. Hey, but she comes down to me. Yeah. But she offers me sleep under her. Falling bitch, all I want, all I crave, demon is called. Our bitches come for those who wait, cause preaching hell. Say she is bedeviled with breath enchantment.
By request, Danzig in the Metal Shop this week with Her Black Wings. A bit appropriate, the black veil being set across here at the end of the show, at the end of our money show. I think the black veil, that image is quite appropriate.
I enjoyed it very much.
Another metal band that Jeff Siegel enjoys?
Well, I didn't go that far. I enjoyed the song. I enjoyed the imagery. And with the Judas Priest, it was a nice 1-2 punch. Let's not get carried away here.
Well, as we've said the last few shows, there's so much metal, new metal, requested metal, other metal that has just been bubbling up in its molten way this year that it creeps out of the shop lately. And this is a bumper year. We've got a bumper crop of metal this year, so it's been straining to get out, and I think that's it for us, though, this week. But, Jeff, you have a special announcement here before we go.
I do have a special announcement. We played many requests today. We love to play requests. Rick promises to work the requests in. So if you want to make a request, or if you would like to make a dedication to another member of the federal government, either party, either any branch, we're not fussy.
We have been bipartisan this week in our dedications. I want to make note.
We are extremely bipartisan. Fox News should be a quarter as bipartisan as we are. You may send us an email, and our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio @att.net.
So any final words?
I enjoyed this very much. I apologize for my technical gap. And we'll be back next week with another hard-hitting show with God knows how many rants until the election.
Rants and raves, and even more probably on the other side of the election. So thanks for joining us this week on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. And just remember, it's all about the money. Peace.